Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second, the second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third, the left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill North. Batting second, the left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Tamargo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. North hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tamargo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Metzger strikes out. 1 out. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. 1 out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Cromartie reaches third base with a triple. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. 1 out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The ball gets by Tom Argo. He chases the ball to the backstop. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear is walked intentionally. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sanderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tom Argo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Spear moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tamargo is 0 for 1 in the game. Tamargo strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Metzger is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tamargo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sanderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Madlock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Tamargo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tamargo is 0 for 2 in the game. Tamargo hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield throws the ball into Metzger, who relays the ball to Madlock, who tags Carter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Perez moves to third. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sanderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ivey hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.